Yeah, no, look, Brisbane, they're young and they're going at it without a question. We expect a tough game. They got us the first game of the year up at their place. You know, we weren't really prepared and they got us back home when we weren't so good. But, you know, we're starting to get everyone healthy and back on the court, so we're looking for a good performance.
They've been the Achilles heel in, why haven't they? To be on the bottom and to have lost those early ones. It's been harder for you.
It's just the flow of the season. You know, everyone's going to go through injuries and adversity, and they just got us at that time. So, you know, we're not holding on to that. We certainly want to keep improving, keep developing as a team, and we're aiming for a top two finish, and we got to keep improving to do that.
So, to get top two, do you think you have to win them all? Is that realistic?
Well, we've got to win this one. Yeah. Right? Yeah, so, our focus is totally on Friday night, and our focus is on keeping improving. We certainly think we've got a lot of development still to happen, and still with the synergy with Bryce coming into the lineup, and that's where our work ethic is going.
How much harder would it be to win it from outside the top two compared to getting an extra home?
Well, we'll talk about that in finals campaign. Right now, we'll talk about Brisbane. Yeah, well, they're playing for their careers. You know, you got a American just came into the league. He paid for his own way here to Australia for a trial and made it. So he's hungry to play. We know that, and they got some young, good kids up and coming. And Big Tommy's coming back to Perth. He'll want to put a good performance in too. So we're quite aware of what they can do and how they can play, and we've got to match that intensity. Yeah, I hope so. I hope he drops 40. But, you know, it's a big emotional time for Sean, and hopefully our fans give him a warm welcome when he hits the court on Friday night. But I think a few of the boys that have played with Sean for 6-7 years really want to put a good performance out on the court and just show him how much he means to us and how much we care for him.
Do you believe in that kind of motivation?
I think it's... Oh, without a question. You got to ride the emotions, the highs, and hopefully not the lows so much. But, you know, Sean has been his record speaks. He's 12 years at one club is unbelievable, and second most games. So we want to make sure we send him out in style, and we've got a lot of respect for him. And he's taught a lot of these guys along the way how to be an elite professional, not just being professional, but being elite. So some of the guys owe him a fair bit out there.
Just manufacture your... In terms of rostering him, how many minutes he's going to get? Do you try to increase a bit more to get that motivation out of it?
No, he'll play the same. Look, it's my philosophy is the five guys got it going on the court. I'm going to stay with them. That's Sean was playing well last week, so he finished the game. And it's not predetermined that you'll play a certain amount of minutes, but if you're playing well, I'm going to back you.
Trevor, you must be sick of people sort of saying, "Oh, Wildcats, you know, 31 years, the finals, the playoffs." I know you're looking at top two, you mentioned that here today, but you're no lock to make the playoffs. Does that sit with you personally, knowing that everyone's saying, "No, we don't want to miss the playoffs, we don't want to be the first coach to miss the playoffs"? You personally, knowing about the club, knowing about all the others, you, does it sit with you at any stage?
No, look, obviously it's a great history and we're very proud of what Wildcats achieve, and I've only been part of it for 3 years, but... our focus is on the championship. You know, we got to play the right way, and those things happen along the way. If we're playing great basketball and have each other's back and keep improving, we'll make the playoffs. And if we keep improving, we'll make the top two. And that's where my focus is. And after the season, you can always sit back and review it. But right now, while you're at the heat of the battle, it's time to get your hands dirty.
Let's go back to that. In regards to commentary from the commentators during a game, or we see it in print, we see it on radio, we see it on TV, whatever it is, do you try and ignore the elephant in the room of missing the playoffs? I'm not saying you will. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be negative. But
right.
Do you feel it? Do you see it? And you try and ignore it? You personally?
I think first year I didn't cope with it well, but we were very lucky to have a very good team there, so I didn't have to worry about it. But now it's part of the territory here. So if you get caught up in all that stuff, and I have a deep regard for you guys commentating, but I just turn the mute button on. You know, and I can't listen to anybody else except my little shield. If it's Maxwell Smart, I put the cone of silence on and just be working that bubble. And there's too many naysayers and can't do it, won't do it. And we got belief in ourselves that we will do it. and that's what we're working towards.
A question in regards to Brisbane. I don't know the politics of it. Mm-hmm. Are you surprised Jermaine Beal's demise out of this NBL so quickly?
Yeah, I would have liked to seen Jermaine finish out. He had 3 great years with us, so I'm not sure. I'm not privileged to what happened over there, but it's a professional sport. You've got to deliver when the bright lights come on. If you don't deliver, they've got to make decisions. So, I'm sad to see him not playing, and hopefully he gets picked up sooner or later.
What do you think it will take to make the top 2? Do you need 4 wins?
Yeah, look, you want that battle toughness to go into the playoffs, so it's great that we have quality games to get there. And we're going to earn our stripes and be battle ready if that's the case. The good thing is we've got the split on Wollongong. If we tie in that, now we've got the split on Melbourne if that happens. And we've still got Sydney to go, and we've got a few other teams that have the chance to win that. So if we're level, we'll get the advantage of the higher seed.
Can I ask about Casey Prather? I know he's had a couple of injury concerns. What about mentally? Is Casey Prather the same Casey Prather we saw dominate games earlier in the year and even last year at times? Or has the inclusion of just sort of a little bit?
I think it's been a combination of both. Casey's mental approach is much better than last year. And then Bryce coming back in has just coincided with Casey having a sore foot. So it's a little bit of both, but he's getting back healthy now. And it's been limited on the training track, but they can play together. So it's really on the bright lights that they've working together. So hopefully we'll see that chemistry on court that we see on the practice court. Full, ready to go. No excuses.